Making love out of nothing at all, you guys. It's the Bachelor Podcast, and we're back to talk about, did we need episodes one and two of the finale? Yes, I guess we did, because the advertising had already been bought. I'm Christine Lee, Katie Pallotta. Hey, Katie.
Hello.
And Ryan Jones. Hi, Ryan.
Good to be back.
Good to be back. And we're just going to jump right in. Part one, where we pick up where things left off on a dark Portuguese night with Colton athletically hopping a fence. You know, rewatching that whole scene.
I don't see him.
I was texting Katie, like rage texting her, because rewatching it, it really angered me that this guy, Ryan and I were talking about the entitlement with this whole SAT scam of these parents who are very wealthy and trying to get their kids. His entitlement of just, he didn't even care that all these people are trying to do their jobs. He signed up for a stupid reality show and then he ghosts everyone. Rewatching that made me very mad.
I kind of understand why he did it, because he didn't get his way and he needed to just run away. And I get why he did it.
Well, it's good practice for, because you're going to be a mom of children who are going to be doing the same thing, acting like this.
Yeah, but I do understand what you're saying. When you watch it, when you watched the replay back, it was kind
of context.
Like
context.
Yeah. If you watched it, when you watched the full episode, you're like, okay, that's a proper reaction to why he did that, and that's why they built this up and it lived up to the hype. But after rewatching it, did you really need to do that? Is that selfish in a way?
Yes.
I don't disagree with any of that. But at the same time, I think that all of this, would any of us do anything different? I mean, professing your
did
love for
you
someone.
Did you just ask that question?
Yeah.
I wouldn't jump a fence. I can't. And I wouldn't, if I'd signed up to do something, I wouldn't just leave everyone who was counting on me to make their paychecks.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't
crappy.
Go that far. Because if anything,
he made Chris Harrison run, damn it.
I don't think
in dress shoes.
I don't think that thought was going through his mind.
No, he was being selfish.
And if anything, he provided them with much more than he ever would have if he just would have, okay, I'm sorry, and then go pick one of the other girls and keep things going. And this provided them with way more eyeballs than a typical ending would have.
I would like to point out that when Ari's season was coming to an end and the whole thing came out of what happened, I would like to point out that I did say that you watch, you're going to see that The Bachelor is going to turn into a whole, they're going to start resorting to these, having to top the previous thing that happened, maybe not in a nasty way, but it's not the traditional ending for The Bachelor. He didn't pick anyone.
Yeah, I think, I mean, after Ari's season and then after this season, it's going to be tough to top for the next Bachelor.
Wait, what are we going for? No proposals and everyone cries and then we roll everyone out, even old contestants from previous seasons to
but
give advice?
Take away, you know, take away the jump fence and him freaking out and all that. What's wrong with how he ended the season?
Do you have
no,
to
no,
ask
I'm serious.
Question?
Why is this not
oh,
how,
oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Why is this not how it should be? Because I actually didn't take away the huge theatrics. I didn't give him enough credit because I thought he was only keeping Cassie around so he could have some fun in the fantasy suites just with her, with no intention of wanting to marry her. Turns out it's the exact opposite, and he didn't want to have sex with three women.
Yeah.
He really had already decided on the one, and maybe one and a half if he actually went on the date with Tayshia.
I don't
like
have a problem with him being a stand-up guy and only wanting Cassie. My whole beef is with him acting like a big effing baby and making Chris Harrison run in dress shoes.
You're really just sticking
how
up for
dare
Chris
you?
Harrison.
And
more
I don't
than
really like Chris Harrison's snotty, you know, attitude sometimes, but I felt he was really right to be like, has anyone found him yet? Where is this guy? You know, he's an angry parent.
I think he started off with that, and then he's like, I'm just going to make this a big thing. And the more dramatic, the more it's going to help me get Cassie
like,
back.
Did you see the camera operators? You know, they were like almost dropping a camera. It's for this footage that looked like it was almost like, are they going to get the footage?
Running through the night.
Running through the night, and, you know, hyenas are out, and is he okay?
Yeah, and that's why you put all that aside. The dogs barking over here, and
so many
don't hit him, and all this different stuff.
My dog was going bananas when those dogs were barking.
Of course, how can it not?
He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
This is, that all aside, the most rational way for one of these seasons to end. Because he didn't go to the fantasy suite with three. Like, as a, you know, a stereotypical dude thought before, I'm thinking, yeah, he just wants to do all three chicks. But looking at it, you're thinking, well, isn't this the most reasonable way of not sleeping with three women in the matter of 3 or 4 days, and instead deciding, no, this is the one woman that I'm in love with, and I don't want to string the other two along?
How beautiful is Tasia, and how much could you relate to her when she said, I heard the knock at the door, I was hoping it was going to be Colton. When I opened the door, I could tell by the look on his face that something was up. And we've all been there. Like, we've all been there where we think someone's coming with good news. You open the door like, ha, ha, ha.
Complete opposite.
Complete opposite. And I just thought, you know, why can't all relationships, like you're saying, Ryan, if you remove the knock on the door and my heart sinks, fast forward later to they're on the couch talking and he explains, you know, watching you up there, it made me feel really bad for the way things happened. My heart was broken. And then my heart broke again, having to let you go. If all the relationship I ever had in my life ended with a talk like that on a couch, I would not have spent all this money on damn therapy and pills.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty. I mean, I don't want to say it looked like an easy breakup because I'm sure it wasn't on at least her part. But the way that they hashed everything out, and I thought, they made it look very easy and,
yeah,
like, easy to get over, even though you could tell she was not over it, and Hannah certainly isn't over it, but...
She's so dang pretty. She was sitting there with, like, her hair and her,
yeah,
teeth and her eyelashes and the dress and...
But they had completely different reactions,
yes,
to the breakup.
Yes, yes, that's... Well, are you surprised by that, Ryan?
No, I think because I thought... Much like Colton, I thought Hannah was the pick all along. So as did Hannah and as did Colton. So I get her response, and sort of you could see, as, you know, from the initial shock, she was definitely in, to flip to anger and confusion.
Yeah.
Whereas, I'm not saying Tayshia didn't think they were going to be together at the end, but...
She read his face,
yeah,
when he came to the door,
and she
was able to square that.
And I think she probably started a little quickly to realize, like, oh, yeah, I probably knew that...
She steeled herself.
We weren't, yeah, the one. You know, like, we weren't each other's one. And she held it together, and that's why she wanted to go behind closed doors.
Right.
Ended up comforting him, which... And then
he said his heart broke twice.
Right.
That's why,
and,
yeah,
and then she let it go a little bit too. But I thought it was beyond impressive for her, not just to hold it together, but then to end up comforting him was,
well, sometimes
good for you.
In times of crisis, it helps you to comfort someone else so that you don't panic. So that's,
yeah,
kind,
that's
of
true,
a coping mechanism. But Ryan, I think you said this in another podcast. Did you say if Cassie hadn't left, that Colton may have gone ahead and picked Hannah so,
yeah,
that Cassie leaving made him realize that, wait a minute,
I think if it were more, yeah, I think if it were more of a traditional breakup, if you will, then I think there's a good chance he might have tried to salvage something, and maybe that lit a fire under him to be like, no, it's just her no matter what.
Yeah, I thought you had said something like, if Cassie had not left the way that she did, if she had just, I mean, maybe stuck around, I don't know, would he have weeded her out somehow and Hannah would have been the last one standing? Because he said, I thought it was going to be you.
Sure
to
did.
To Hannah.
Which makes it so much worse.
Yeah.
Like, and I think Hannah, I mean, she obviously deserves to be upset, but I think she took it harder because she didn't have that last date, that fantasy suite date, or that day and that dinner. And so the last time that they really saw each other was in hometowns, besides the rose ceremony. But so she didn't get that one extra day that Tayshia did. And so I think that's why she was so excited when it was him at the door.
Writing in her diary.
Yeah, yeah, writing all of her.
A lot of
love.
Journaling. Journaling was the big winner this week,
yeah,
for,
yeah,
sure.
Well, that's, yeah. Because that's all you can do when you're there. But I think she didn't get that last day that Tayshia did. And I think, not that it would have eased her during a breakup, but she would have had that full
and I
day.
I think it's a little more closure if you go through that last date and it's not you. You say, okay, well, I had a chance to put my full effort into it, and clearly it's not for him. I'm fascinated by the order of the dates because clearly that was the actual order it happened, as opposed to a lot of these times we wonder, well, which one was actually first? Right. So to go from Tayshia, who, like I said, from both sides probably was running third, to Cassie and then Hannah, who, again, he admitted was the favorite, if you will, because he thought it was going to be her. Wouldn't you almost push Cassie to the last one, even if he was starting to think she's the one? Well, I always thought Hannah was the one, so
based
let me...
Based on the dates is what
you're
saying?
So, yeah, so like, let me try the other... Try. Go on dates with the other two first, just to be sure. Or if, like he said, I'm sure it's Cassie, why wouldn't you just start with Cassie first and say, I don't even want to go on dates with the other two. Let me focus on you. I think maybe she wouldn't have run off if that was the case.
I think he wanted to talk face to face instead of saying, I'm not going to go on dates with you.
Fine.
Also, they need footage, so
they definitely wouldn't have been able to stretch out these two nights if there wasn't at least one other date.
How weird was it when I was listening to Chris Harrison? So the next day after Colton slept on it, after the fence jump, and he slept on it. So Chris shows up at his room. And he sits down and he's like, about last night. And I just had this flashback to every moment I ever woke up in college and I had to call a friend and say, was I really stupid last night or just kind of stupid last night? I felt so bad for Colton, and I don't think any alcohol was involved, but it felt like every conversation you ever had with a friend... About last night.
Yeah, and then he hit him with the what if she's just not into you and she's just letting you go. Like, way to just keep digging that knife in deeper.
Yeah, because even that was the line where even he's saying, like, you sure you don't want to go on this third date? Like,
what if no one in the world likes you?
What if nobody likes you? What are you going to do?
Basically.
So, but we had the knock three times. And knock three times if you love me.
Yeah. Well, but going back to the breakups real quick, is it worse that they didn't know that she rejected him while that he was breaking up with them?
Oh, so you're saying...
Because they had to go home and rewatch this, and not only what Hannah pointed out, which was great, I think it was Hannah, who was like, yeah, hearing you say I was thinking about them, that's great, but... Yeah. For them to watch this back and they go home thinking, well, you know, heartbroken, whatever. I lost to somebody else. But to see him get flat out rejected and that's still who you choose over us?
Yeah.
Like, does that make it worse when you go home and rewatch and you're like, oh, crap, he didn't just... Sort of like with Rachel and Brian. When Brian either has to watch it or she has to explain to him, listen, Peter sort of chose to go home. It wasn't really a... Like, you were the last one left. Ta-da!
That
sort of situation.
When you lose to no one, it kind of, I think it feels, I don't know. I would think, okay, so I didn't lose to her. I lost to no one. He didn't find it. He couldn't find a fit with anyone. I don't know if it's harder to lose to someone. I'm like, well, what does she have that I don't have?
Yeah, I feel like it was probably would have been a little bit more, quote-unquote, comforting, knowing that he was... After sending those two girls home, he basically had no one.
Yeah, until he went after Cassie. He's not satisfied with anyone. It's just not just me.
Yeah.
Like, it's the guy's got it, you know, okay, fine. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But then actually, in hindsight, when you find out that his heart was broken after she dumped him and he realized she's the one he wanted, and then he broke up with me, I'm also okay with that, too, because he didn't try any funny business. He's a stand-up kind of guy. Like, okay, I realize I wanted her. And so...
Also, I still don't know why it's okay that he thinks it's okay to hug during a breakup and makes it makes everything worse.
Well, he's a crier. He's a hugger.
Definitely a crier.
Well, not only the hugging, but like almost laying down together with Hannah when
and still like rubbing the shoulder.
Yeah,
that's not helping the situation at all.
Why did we have to roll out all these idiotic bachelor contestant men?
time.
I have to step back from the mic and let you guys talk because I literally got so irritated I fast forward.
Well, there's literally nothing to talk about.
There's Ben.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of them this time because last time I watched some of it just because it was 100% filler. And the first episode, Katie, I think you took a timer for when they actually got
17 minutes
to the episode.
Yeah, it was 17 minutes to start the episode because they recapped the whole season for some reason in case you're just tuning in now.
People are hearing about it. It's never happened in Bachelor history.
But so this is an example of why they needed to roll these people out to talk about nothing, is because they didn't have 4 hours worth of legitimate footage.
Dates and proposals gone wrong.
Yeah. Even last night's episode, the second episode, when coming up next, they came back, sat down, had a quick chat about what was happening, and then went back to commercial.
We had a lot of studio time last night.
Yeah, a lot of nothingness, basically. Yeah. And I give Chris credit because he tried to stay like, this is, oh my God, look who we have here and we're talking about and, you know, Demi, get crazy. And we just didn't need
it. It really could have been 1 hour.
Oh, for sure.
All 4 hours could have been 1 hour easily.
One night, 1 hour. But they're not going to do that for us.
No, never.
We're going to have to sit through two nights. And
yeah, if you...
We're always going to wait.
If you were watching
4 hours.
If you were watching all 4 hours, if you were watching all 4 hours at once... You could have easily...
Which I've done before. It's terrible.
Yeah. But that's when you actually have to pay attention to certain stuff. This is an episode that if you went to just the actual footage, you could have killed 4 hours in less than an hour.
Oh, of course. You're saying fast forward to the studio time.
Fast forward through the commercials, the studio time, the recaps.
Yeah.
Just the actual them, Colton with the girls, you could have done it in less than an hour.
So last night, we pick up with the door knock. Yes.
Hey.
It is Cassie's room. Surprise! She never laughs.
Wasn't expecting that.
And everyone called it. Everyone in the universe called it that, you know, he was going to go see if he could salvage it. And sure enough.
It was just bad. Like, obviously, they planned it and it's all edited and whatever. But she... They cut to her packing, and she's like, I can't wait to move on with my life.
Go home to my friends
and
family. And
hang out with friends and family and just move on from this whole experience.
By the way, those hallways are very narrow. I don't think I could fit down those.
Very
Did you
narrow.
See them? She's wheeling out with this little tiny suitcase and barely fit down the hallway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like, that's a whole nother issue.
My big butt's not going there.
But yeah, she... I mean, I wonder what she thought about watching that back and having that whole section of time saying, I can't wait to move on and get away from here, essentially. And then he, like, wouldn't let her leave.
Oh, but you're here now. Let me unpack all
But not
my...
only...
It squeeze was, down the hallway and put it all away.
He wouldn't even let her stay in the room where her stuff was so that she could, like, grab and go. He's like, can we go downstairs and talk?
There's probably no room.
He couldn't fit
to
in the
film.
Room.
Oh, you want to no separate room. Me from my stuff so I can't just leave.
There's no room for a camera in there.
Right. But, you know, he tells Cassie that he broke up with Tayshia and Hannah G, making Cassie... the one.
And that's when, I mean, right away, you know, we talked about sort of Hannah where she, you could see the, from the one to the other, one stage to the next. With her, it was almost, she started smiling and saying, oh, I can't believe you did that. Like, okay, we're back in. Like,
yeah.
Got
oh,
back on the hook.
Defense for me.
Back on the hook. Okay.
Did you say 8 feet?
Yeah. My God.
Oh, see, it was only a 5 foot fence. I don't know, but an 8 foot fence.
10 years from now, when they're telling their kids, there'll be a 20 foot fence, you guys, with rabid dogs at its feet.
Yeah, those barking dogs. They were on the other side of that fence.
Vicious, bloodthirsty dogs. The story, of course, will get embellished, but
of course,
we had to bring in Cassie's mom and, get the family approval once again.
Colton's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Colton's mom. Yeah.
They finally got to go on what would have been the final date.
Yeah.
But it should have been obviously two women instead of just one.
And there should have been a ring involved, but there's not.
Yes, there was. It was all very different, and like I said before, I think more how it should probably be in the world of like obviously, reality TV isn't anything but real.
You
but
blaspheme!
I know.
What are
How
you
dare
saying?
You? You know, once you know or you think you know, then you just focus on that person and introduce them to your family. I know this is a shocking thing, even in the world of The Bachelor. And the family was even shocked, though.
I don't watch The Bachelor for a normal ending with the way regular people do it, okay? I watch it for the stupid, you know, the rage throw things at the TV.
Most dramatic events.
A big fat Neil Lang ring and then the breakup 3 months later.
And I think both when he first went to her, Cassie's hotel room and then leading up to the meeting with her parents and really even straight through the live show, she continued to hedge the whole way.
Mm.
Because it went from, well, I don't know if I'll get there, whatever, and day by day, whatever. But then, I don't know if I'm ready for any relationship of any kind. And I'm thinking, oh, she don't even want to be a girlfriend.
Yeah. But on stage, she said that she basically said, like, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it any day now, or something like that.
She kept going
engaged.
Back, and it was, I mean, I've loved her from the beginning. Like,
yes,
she was my first pick, and, but she made
it
really.
Bury the lead, Cassie. Cassie was the winner.
Oh, yeah. You know, so I know how you won.
Casually saying, oh, yeah, she's on my team. But, I mean, the last two nights, she made it hard for me to, like, to really be with her.
Team,
like,
Cassie.
I mean, when they went to Spain for her family, like, I was unsure. I was as unsure as Cassie was about the whole, like, just the whole relationship. And she just didn't know
you
what she felt about anything.
Lost faith, but you didn't completely.
Sure. I mean, how do they not even talk about, before going to meet his family, what they are? Even if it's just boyfriend, girlfriend. Even on Jimmy Kimmel last night, they looked
they
at each other like,
didn't even
what
have
are
an
you? And they didn't really have a solid answer for what they were.
What they're like, what's in between, like, fiance and husband and wife and boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah, it was like, what's
like,
between boyfriend
and girlfriend?
Like,
I'm pretty sure you're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
And that's mistress? What
they, and that's sort of what they landed on, was like serious boyfriend girlfriend. But
I missed Kimmel. What did he say? Was there anything good aside from his normal stuff?
I mean, obviously he was also gloating because his wife picked Cassie as well.
Yeah.
But I don't. That was the thing that stuck out to me, was the fact that they still didn't know necessarily how to
refer to each other.
Yeah, and we're still hedging about. Well, so are we gonna get engaged? Well, we've talked about it. Maybe we'll see. We're just taking it day by day. We're so in love.
Well, it is. They do.
It's basically just the same answers for every talk show that they.
But
have
they
been
do
on.
Bring up a good point. What if you're committed to each other and you don't want to use the term partner, because that's so ambiguous?
But why
is
it just boyfriend girlfriend? We're
but
dating.
I mean, because boyfriend and girlfriend sounds a little high school. You've been with your.
Well, exactly. You
for how many years?
But I call her my girlfriend. I don't call her my partner.
They're boyfriend and girlfriend. There's, like, Colton and Cassie are
no
boyfriend and girlfriend.
There's no grown-up version for boyfriend-girlfriend besides partner. What,
yeah.
That's true.
There
I know what you mean.
It's like when you're 35, or Ryan, how old are you?
37.
When you're 37 and you've had a girlfriend for 12 years.
More than that.
Yeah. That's like, is she still a girlfriend?
Yeah, I get that.
You need that
and
one up term.
I'm not pressuring you.
No, trust me, Mom. It's fine. I'm
married.
Used to it.
I want you to be forever happy. So, you know.
Happier than Colton and Cassie.
Yeah, they could just say we're happy.
Yeah.
Which is basically what they were going with.
What they landed on.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We're happy. Mm-hmm. And because remember that Chris said, well, you're going to move in together, because he moved to L.A., which is right down the street from where she lives. We're going to spend a lot of time together as is. So basically saying, no, we're not moving in together. So every time there was any sort of commitment past we're dating-ish or whatever you want to call it, it was, whoa, we'll talk.
I think they have a good chance at making it because they are taking things slow and not jumping in too quickly. When you jump in too quickly, that's when you
realize.
He
did move.
And over your head. Yeah, you're
the
expert. What's
going
on?
He moved a few miles away from her. So he's living in L.A.
Okay.
Now. But they're going to travel this year.
Yeah, they're going to end up doing events all over the country and, you know, come out and meet The Bachelor and his special friend.
Well, if they have a Sleep Number bed, they could call each other by their settings. This is my 85. This is my 45.
Imagine. But also, Jimmy Kimmel gave Colton a Neil Lane ring.
I had heard something about that. So what happened?
For when he's ready. So Neil Lane gave Jimmy Kimmel a ring for him to give Colton.
So Neil Lane still
ended up getting into this season.
I mean, he almost spent an entire season, and basically it wasn't anything on air, so they needed to do something added value here, because he's thinking, how do I go this entire season, and now I'm going to have to wait, you know, the Bachelorette starts May 13th, so then we got to wait another 3 months from that before I get on TV?
Yeah, mm-mm. I'm surprised that he didn't come out.
Well, I was going to say, did they give an actual ring or like a gift certificate? You pick the one you want.
No, it was an actual ring.
It was an actual ring. Okay. What kind of ring?
It was standard.
Round?
Rectangle cushion.
Emerald.
Cut.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Very hip right now.
Yeah, standard. The J-Lo style, but 12 carats smaller.
Yeah, exactly. Like a third.
But not
of it.
Millions of dollars.
Exactly. Well, you mentioned The Bachelorette that announced last night. And it's going to be Hannah B.
Alabama Hannah with Hannah Beast. And so we already know the theme for this season is going to be Roll Tide. You know, whether it was Virgin for this season, it was Do the Damn Thing. This one, or I love that for Ari. Like this time, it's
hate that.
Yeah,
my grandmother who went to Arkansas is rolling right now because she is not happy that I have to sit and watch a show about Roll Tide. Arkansas, not a fan.
She Hannah has some work to do.
Yeah.
She has a lot of work to
God
do.
God bless the people that have to edit her show. Oh my God.
Well, why
God.
Do you say that?
Did you watch her first five?
Formulate a thought.
Her first five guys last night? Okay. So they bring out her first five.
I was dead tired.
And of course she's acting surprised as if they haven't done this the last however many years. But, we're going to start your season right now. And they bring out the five guys. And it's like her toast all over again. She doesn't know what to say. She, I think, handled it a little better than her toast, but like marginally.
Maybe.
So anytime she didn't have a guy who was doing it all, it was cringeworthy.
She can't fill dead air.
No.
No. Whoa. And she's like, you're cool. You're cool. Like, yeah, all the guys seem cool.
So this is clearly...
It was rough. She has a lot of work to do.
A lot of work to do. They're going to have to definitely lead her along. You know, they're definitely going to have a lot of editing to do. They're going to have to build in a lot of different things that fill the space around her.
Which I think they start this week.
Yeah. Oh, it's right away.
They start tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, with the gimmicks and the...
No, they like start the show. Season. They start filming.
Yeah,
right away.
They're going to have to start with the gimmicks.
Oh,
like
right.
Someone's going to get out in a shark
because
suit. Someone's going to get out in a whatever.
The Bachelor's the only one that has the long break. This one is like, nope, we're filming tomorrow. So.
I don't have time to watch more. I need to get back to my Real Housewives of New York, which is fired back up again.
We have until May 13th.
Yeah, you have 2 months.
All right, well, Air Supply, really? I mean, did they dig them up from wherever they were buried?
Yes.
And I'm a fan of 70s and 80s music.
Look, everyone loves a power ballad.
No!
Like, that's great. But
That is true.
No, I'm not defending the decision. I'm just saying, in general, people love a power ballad.
The decision sucked.
But could we not have had a power ballad from, like, say, 98 on? Like, did it need to be one before I was born?
It reminded me more of the opening song from Bachelor in Paradise, where it's that genre of crappy music that is endearing
to... Right, but why couldn't we use, like, late 90s, even, version, or early 2000s version of that? And I don't know what that would be, but
just not them.
That's not Air Supply.
Not R. Kelly and not Air Supply. Those are the two.
Pretty much the no list.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand, and maybe I should see if one of the producers has like a special connection to it. It's not like Colton was this big Air Supply fan,
and it's not like Air Supply is going on a resurrection tour. You know that they need.
Let's
to
hope not.
What'd you say?
Let's hope not.
I just he's mentioned bands before. why wouldn't you use one of his bands or something? I don't know. Just
well, maybe it was so just weird. The tie-in of the song itself, making love out of nothing at all, which encapsulates there's nothing the whole between season, them. And maybe as a predictor for what's coming up on The Bachelorette. Maybe it was just an inside joke. I don't know.
Well, and you know, I've always talked about. And I didn't do this research. I'm going to do it now as we're recording because I'm a professional like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, do it.
I always talk about the Bachelor bounce, and I want to see if Air Supply actually showed up on the top 100 of iTunes.
Oh, someone took a screenshot and showed a Spotify playlist of Air Supply has 3 million followers, which that wow. seems pretty decent for Air Supply.
Right, and that's why, oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Making Love Out of Nothing at All, number 43 on iTunes this morning. There it is. The Bachelor bounce is real.
No, but where was it before The Bachelor?
Non-existent. How could it be?
What are you talking about? It's in my playlist all the time.
Right, but this is purchased. So it's not even just listened to. People, this is the...
Purchased.
This is sales. And obviously streaming is much bigger, much few less... There's not as many physical sales these days.
Ryan, if you keep digging, you're going to find a scam, kind of like the one that's going on with these Ivy League schools. But in the music industry.
Well, but I think Air Supply sort of busts that up.
Why would anyone bring Air Supply in unless there were bribes involved? I'm just asking the question.
We shall wait.
That's possible. Because like you won't find Air Supply, I'm going to double check, but you won't find Air Supply popping up on like the top 50 of Spotify because it's so much of a younger audience. Yeah,
so
that's not
obscure,
there.
Yeah.
But
watch out, like they become number one.
You watch. So now our fantasy teams, Ryan and I are bust.
So who, obviously, you won because Katie.
Because
you always
Katie
win.
Always wins.
And so there's two sort of interesting things here. One I'm not sure about. Who finished last? Because technically, she, Christine lost her last person first, right?
Who was my last person?
Kaylin.
Oh.
So that...
I was out a long time ago.
So since I actually had someone, even though I didn't win...
that was four. That was...
Yeah, but he still had someone in the final.
Because I had
Hannah
G.
Yeah, you had Hannah G.
Okay, so then you finished last.
I finished dead last.
I finished second.
So you and I were tied until this week, essentially. Woo! Because Hannah and then I had Tasia and Cassie.
Well, so you were 2-1, really.
I'm not doing a fantasy league next time.
So, well, here was your mistake, and... You handed the victory to Katie because if you remember, and for those of you just joining us,
just saying that it sounds weird that we were doubling up the picks.
No, we had a bit, you know, I put a big board together. This is the first one that I do all my rankings after the first episode. Katie did the same thing. You stole her top pick who didn't end up winning.
Who was her top pick?
Hannah B. Oh. Because you looked over like, oh, I see your rankings over there.
So you lost
cheaters
because you cheated.
Cheaters never win.
So because Katie wins every year, you said, oh, I see your top pick. I'm going to take your top pick from you. And that was Hannah B.
Now I'm going to have to start putting them out of order.
Oh, man.
Just because I can't trust you.
Cheaters so even when win. She even when she isn't supposed to win, she wins.
Well, you better thank me, Katie.
Thank you. You
know, she thanked me.
Thank you for cheating, Christine.
Thank you for cheating and making me a winner.
If I hadn't cheated, you wouldn't have won.
Great.
So I'll take
and
that
And Cassie
money.
Was high on Ryan's list.
Well,
too.
Then, there you go.
Yeah, she was second on my list. So. Hannah G was first. It was my top pick. But I remember that first episode, we didn't really talk about her much, so I thought maybe I'd get a steal. Hannah was first, but I was like, oh, you know what? I'll take Hannah, and then Cassie will be there on the way back. Yeah, she wasn't.
Listen, I'd love to stay and talk with you about how I lost again, but I need to go let my dogs out. So when does The Bachelorette fire up?
There's some dogs barking.
Yeah, right?
May 13th.
And so we fire back up May 14th.
Yes.
Unless it's a two-night premiere.
Stop it!
Let's hope not.
And so we get Hannah, Alabama Hannah, and... Hannah Beast and Roll Tide.
If they bring back What's-Her-Face, who you liked with the long dark hair from Arkansas just because she's from down south again.
Oh,
Raven.
Tia?
If they bring back Raven.
No, I think she's...
Just to comment.
Raven's out.
Yeah, I think Raven's done now.
To comment.
Because she had a...
She had a friend.
Yeah,
yes.
She had a friend. It wasn't Raven, though, was it?
Yeah, they were... Tia
wasn't
and
it
Raven.
Tia?
No, yeah, no, I thought Alabama Hannah had a friend that was on it previously. Was it Danielle or someone? Or was that Cassie? Danielle was friends with one
Cassie
of them.
Cassie and Heather.
Oh, right.
Were
best
both
friend.
On this season, and they went to college together.
That's what it was. Okay.
But they didn't know each other were going to be there.
For some reason.
When they didn't even address it in the season, so it could have been something. It
had to have been a non-issue. All right. Well, check us out online at Bachelor Podcast across all platforms. I'm the loser. I'm Christine. Ryan Jones.
I'm the second loser.
Second loser. And
I am the winner.
Katie Bellotto.
Yay! Yay!